Nomzamo Winifred Zaniwe Madikizela, Winnie Mandela, captured the hearts of Jamaicans during the anti-apartheid struggle of the 1970s, 80s, and early 90s. The face of the freedom struggle during her husband's incarceration, she was an icon to many. Now, Jamaica joins the rest of the world in mourning the death of the South African freedom fighter. People across the island who are old enough to remember the anti-apartheid struggle, especially those who were around in 1991 when she visited the island with her then-husband, former president of South Africa Nelson Mandela, will grieve even more deeply. The Mandelas loved and appreciated Jamaica for its support during the long and grueling years leading up to the end of apartheid in South Africa. Jamaicans returned that love in song and through poems. Poet laureate Lorna Goodison wrote the poem Bedspread for Winnie Mandela circa 1991 after reading that the Mandela's home had been raided and several items had been taken into custody, including a bedspread in the colors of the African National Congress. Here's writer Michelle Ashwood Stewart with an excerpt from the poem.
Sometimes in the still unchanging afternoons, when the memories crowded hot and hopeless against her brow, she would seek its cool colors and signal him to lie down in his cell. It is 3 in the afternoon, Nelson. Let us rest here together upon this bank draped in freedom color.
Reggae singer Carleen Davis wrote Mam Winnie's story in song. During the Mandela's July 1991 visit to Jamaica, Nelson received an honorary Doctor of Laws degree from the University of the West Indies, while Winnie was presented with the keys to the city of Kingston at a ceremony at the Oceana Hotel in downtown by then-Mayor Marie Atkinson on July 24, 1991.
I now invite Miss Winnie Mandela to receive the keys of the city of Kingston.
Responding with gratitude, Mam Winnie encouraged the Jamaican people to continue their strong support for freedom fighters in Africa.
We have always believed that your country is intertwined with yours. Your umbilical cord is in Africa. You belong to us. You have made us here realize today that our belief that we are one has always been true. We are one blood, one nation with you.
Much of the world, too, is asleep, blind to the tyranny and evil devouring our people. But, Mandela, you are a rock on this sand, harder than any metal mined in the bowels of this land. You are purer than any gold tempered by fire.
Tributes have been pouring in for Mam Winnie, and some were quick to give their thoughts on her death.
She's a woman for all women.
She's definitely an icon, specifically as it relates to activism for women. And in the apartheid context, she's phenomenal.
We have lost a very important person in the history of South Africa.
She did? What?
I never realized that she did. She lived her life. She was a strong woman.
I mean, she was a good wife. She supported Mandela, Mr. Mandela.
I mean, she was a very strong, influential, you know, black woman. So, for me, a little sad. I know one of the greats is gone.
My darling Winnie is gone. I dearly miss her. Even though I'm not in her country, but she's a part of me.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has also paid tribute to the life of the anti-apartheid leader, hailing her as a champion of freedom. She was proclaimed the mother of South Africa and maintained the struggle for decades against an unjust system. In some ways, the struggle continues, and though Mam Winnie is gone, some say her immortal spirit will live wherever the sound of freedom echoes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.